Demonic Activity and False Gospels. This is Ken Ham, editor of the best-selling New Answers book series. All the way back to the Garden of Eden, views that question God's authority have had a demonic or satanic origin. You know, the Apostle Paul even warned Christians about doctrines of demons infiltrating the church. He said that Satan could disguise himself as an angel of light. For example, Joseph Smith claimed to have received the doctrines of Mormonism from an angel of light. Now, if what he said was true, then the angel must have been a demon because he taught a false gospel. Even the idea of evolution is evidence of the work of Satan and his demons because it questions God's truthfulness. We know the final place for Satan and the fallen angels is in the lake of fire. So I urge you to boldly proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ from God's word.
You'll learn more about the salvation that frees us from the power of sin when you visit our faith-building website at answersingenesis.org. Answersingenesis.org.